This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of February 20th to the 24th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleague and friend Michael Harrison, and we're joined by Kevin Casey, who works very closely with Michael. Sometimes we talk about these lists, the stories that people, folks wonder who does the work. Michael does the work. Kevin does the work. Kevin is the vice president and executive editor at Talkers Magazine, and he's going to be on with us during this hour as well. Happy to have you, Kevin. I haven't had the pleasure of having a chat with you for a while, and it's always good because I've always found you a refreshing and informed talk radio person, and I know you've been working. Michael and I were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. I find it, I was flabbergasted at how long you've been there, because it just seems like yesterday when you were working in the radio world, you know, on the other side, if you will. And
it does seem like a lifetime. Time flies, huh?
It does. It really does. And to that point, I would like to not take leave of you, Kevin, for a second, because I know you and I, as we go through the hour, we'll go through the stories and the people. But I know that we all want to talk about our colleague and friend, Alan Combs. And so I look at yesterday when you and I were talking about this, Michael, when it first became known that Alan had passed, I was thinking of it in terms of what we do as colleagues here, because Alan, for us, was a radio guy. But Alan had a lot more, and because you were so close to him, Michael, I would like you, as we have some sound from him over various courses of his career, but he was very broad in his interests, and he was very intelligent. I think he's the most, I've said on the air a number of times, I think he's the smartest talk host that has been around. He was very intelligent, but a good human being. Most everybody, the accolades that you have read about him, whether in a newspaper or online, all are very positive because he was that kind of a guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's his major legacy, is that he was a good guy and a great broadcaster. I think of him as a friend from when we were kids, because we met each other back at Hofstra when we were college radio broadcasters, and we both had part-time jobs at a local AM, we called them MOR music, adult contemporary music, on Long Island. Mm-hmm. And we would sit and plot our careers and figure out how we're ever going to get to the big time.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, it worked out pretty good. We both made it to the big time. We both stayed in touch our entire lives. We were like brothers. And, you know, you say we think of Alan as a radio guy. I think of him as a radio guy and a friend. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that has struck me in all of the reaction to his certainly untimely passing has been the amount of fame and accolades and the impact that he's made on so many people through his career. And he's actually a pop icon. He's beyond radio. He's a cultural icon. His name pops up, you know, on game shows. He's part of the fabric of the culture. And that's a pretty difficult thing to do when you're a kid from Long Island who wants to be a DJ.
Yeah.
And to parlay that into the kind of multifaceted career that he had. Also, one of the things about Alan is he walked a lonely path. in a news talk media environment where everybody preaches to the choir, you target an audience and then you tell them what they believe. He was in the difficult position of spending most of his news talk career preaching against the choir, being in an environment that was hostile. He was the visiting team, so to speak, the Washington Generals to the Harlem Globetrotters, a rodeo clown saving the star of the rodeo from getting gored, a sparring partner with world champions. Very, very difficult and demanding of great skills, but he was beaten up by the right, and he was beaten up by the left, because he just wasn't your typical broadcaster. And he bore a tremendous amount of stress and pain over that.
Mm-hmm. Did he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the roles I played in his life was to tell him, Alan, what you're doing is fantastic. You've got the best, you're the most important progressive talk show host in America, and you're an incredibly skilled broadcaster of historic proportions. It's just lonely on the frontier when you're an original, and you're not part of any club, but you are somebody that everybody knows. Everyone loves you personally, and what you do is extremely admirable. And I told him that every time we talked, because he was always bearing the burden of, oh, the hate mail I get, and people curse me out. And it's amazing.
He had a way, though, Michael. He had a way about him that was unparalleled. And I have one of the great memories I have of him is he and I and Joy Brown and Michael Reagan and somebody else, but I can't remember who the fifth person was. He used to do a dog and pony show because we found ourselves on a lot of the same stations. So we'd go around visiting the stations. We did that a couple of times over the, I think it was probably.
I think you were the fifth person.
Was I the fifth person?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just kidding.
No, I don't remember. Actually, I ought to remember. But I can't remember who it was. Mm. The other person on the daytime network was Barry Farber, but he didn't come with us. I don't remember. It's not important.
Whatever. Go ahead.
Story. He was wonderfully warm, and I forget who even came up with the idea. I think he and I hatched it once at a talkers convention. And Joy was on that Daynet facility as well. And we just had a good time because it was at a time when there wasn't this juxtaposition of you're right, I'm wrong, because I have this political point of view and you have that political point of view. I found it to be quite funny, actually. And what I had forgotten is he did stand-up among
yeah,
all
Alan
the others.
Alan was a comedian. Alan yeah. was a DJ. He was a shticker. He,
right.
he was a guy that loved comedy. He loved the parapsychology. He loved metaphysics. He would have loved to have done an overnight radio show, maybe like Art Bell did or George Norrie
does.
Well,
didn't he have a podcast that was running?
We have it. Now, he and I are partners in a program called Healed Planet, which is an experimental show. It's on Talkers Radio at talkers.com, and there are a number of episodes. And it was done purely for experimental purposes. It's part of the workshop we have where professionals like Alan Colmes can go and work out material that may not yet fit on commercial radio.
That's what we do with the American Family Farmer. Yeah,
that's exactly
the same thing.
Yeah, that's how American Family Farmer was born, and a number yeah. of other shows. I'm very proud of this.
Yeah.
And Alan has always told me, "Gosh, I just wish I had a place to do a show, you know, like that." I said, "Well, you do. Let's do it. It's not going to make any money. It's purely experimental. No commercials. No real structure. Let's do it." And it had quite a nice following, and they're still there. I'm going to keep them there for as long as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's troubling in a way because he was so young, and the fact that he did do he suffered a lot in the last few months, especially because what he was going through was horrible, and he didn't really. I think he was on the air until a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he very stoically made his way to the Fox News Radio headquarters as much as he could. He did miss a few programs because of health, but in the middle of his treatments and his therapy, and that can be very difficult when you're fighting a rare form of blood cancer, which is what he had. People.
All right, we have a lot of different representations of Alan's talent on radio and television, so we're going to play a few of them here, just in case you don't recognize or remember the voice. Once you hear the voice, you certainly, if you've paid any attention to any kind of conversation radio over the past 20-some-odd years, you recognize this voice.
You really question whether Obama was born in Hawaii or not? You question?
No, I don't question it. I just want a mailed copy.
Why? Why do you? What other president has ever been asked for his birth certificate? Why do you think this president and no other president has been asked for a birth certificate? Why do you think that is?
Because he had a foreign father.
Because he's black. Goodbye.
Get off my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, all right, so, Carrie, you've got a clip of him being with Hannity on Hannity Crumbs. This is one of the great stories. You can tell the good stories, and there are a couple of baddies, but they're mostly related to Roger Ailes and how this was managed. But Hannity and Combs together on the air, there was great electricity off the air. They really cared for each other.
The economy is doing well. It ain't broke. You don't have to fix it.
I guess I'm going to wonder whether more people agree with me or you as the show goes on.
Yeah.
He had to be very careful not to beat Hannity too badly.
Yeah. And I.
Can you imagine having to spar with somebody every night for 12 years, but you can't win too many of the battles?
Right. Yeah.
Not that he held back. Not that it was staged. Both of them gave it their all.
You're being kind about how that thing was managed. And it wasn't Sean. I believe Sean did not want him to go. I mean, there's another story that it's not worth telling.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of stories. And look, in all teams, Abbott and Costello, the Beatles, come on. There's always love and tension.
Yeah. Right. Yes, that's very true.
You can cherry pick whatever you want. Whatever case you want to make about a relationship between Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis or Sean Hannity and Alan Combs, you can find whatever you want. I know all the stories. Let's just say they were a great seminal team. They had a tremendous impact on talk media.
They did.
They did a wonderful job. They're two great guys.
Yeah.
They had times they hated each other and times they loved each other. But looking back, it's very fond.
Yeah. All right, Kara, one more clip. From Alan Combs.
I think it's good that Don Lemon's talking out. I object when Don Lemon gets called an Uncle Tom simply for having a different point of view than people think he's supposed to have. And I think it's courageous of him to do it. Just like Bill O'Reilly on our air speaks out about it and says some things that may be uncomfortable, but it's important that we have this dialogue, and that is what's healthy.
So we marked the passing. There'll be more time later in the hour for us to pay more attention to Alan Combs and what he meant. But that's really more sobering. When you and I talked on the phone, it reminded me of the call that we had the morning that Joey died.
Well, too many of these in one year.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I have lost two friends this year.
Yeah.
And frankly, my head is spinning. I feel quite devastated about this.
All right, so I'll give you a rest for a few moments, and Kevin will join us in a few minutes to go through, Kevin Casey here in a few minutes to go through the actual list, the stories, the people, the discussion that has been a part of what they've found in their research to be the paramount issues and people in discussion on News Talk Radio Station coming up as part of the countdown. Now, a reminder about where to get the best bedding. Parachute bedding. If you've not heard this story, pay attention for the next 60 seconds to my message. The message is very clear. This is a new company that is using the best of everything. Egyptian cotton stitched together in Italian factories. This is, and never mind the quality, what it feels like when you get between the sheets. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What you feel like when you get into bed at night and go to sleep. You want comfort. You want to feel cool and feel the sheets are crisp to the touch. This is sateen bedding, incredibly soft and smooth. It's unlike anything that I've ever felt, and you'll feel the same way when you try it out. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV. The reason you use DJV when you go online is to get free shipping when you order a set of pillowcases, a set of sheets, duvet covers. They have all kinds of things that are so comfortable. Believe me, you'll be enjoying this from now until the 12th of never. And the best thing about it is they're so sure you'll love it, they give you 60 nights to try this. If you don't like them, you send them back, get your money back, or a different bedding. It's very, this is so unusual. You never hear this from anybody else. So to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity, get free shipping with your purchase of Parachute home bedding sheets at parachutehome.com/DJV.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, 23 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen now with Kevin Casey, who is the executive editor at Talkers Magazine, where you can find all the info, the discussion of what's going on in the News Talk Radio business. It's at talkers.com, part of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. And Kevin has been very instrumental with Michael, working side by side for many years to make this all, this industry, come into the limelight as it deserves to be, frankly. But I'm not sure we would be as much a factor in the popular media if it weren't for Michael's efforts and Kevin's efforts. So for that, you deserve some praise and thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Doug.
Well, you're welcome. I mean, you know, it feels like we've known each other forever. I think about that every once in a while. Michael and I, we talk about, you know, if we're lucky, there are 200 good jobs in this business. Maybe there are 200 good jobs. And, you know, we all stumble over each other from time to time, especially when you put together the Talkers list of the hot 100 hosts every year and, you know, you audience measurements and things like that, that no matter what you do, you're going to get into trouble doing. Right? I mean, honestly.
Absolutely. No one ever agrees with all of your research, your charts. It's just one of those things. You have to deal with that.
All right, let's go through the stories. Your honor here this week to take for Michael some time and going through the top 10 stories. Maybe we'll have an item or two here that I can. I've never picked your brain when it came to these things, so it's my chance to pick your brain.
Here. These are the top 10 news talk stories as discussed on News Talk Radio this week. At number 10, NBA and NHL action. Sports are always a part of the discussion. Number 9, Kim Jong-un assassination investigation. At number 8, the California flooding. Number 7 on our chart this week, O'Keefe threatens CNN tapes, tied with CPAC. At number 8, Yiannopoulos quits Breitbart. At number 5.
Right, come on, Kevin. How long did it take you to learn how to pronounce his name? Come on, fess up.
Oh, I have Greek friends. I knew Yiannopoulos.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Number 5 is the Jewish cemetery vandalism tied with the greater topic of the rise in anti-Semitism. Number 4, retaking Mosul from ISIS. Number 3 on the chart this week, boisterous GOP town halls. At number 2, Trump reverses transgender bathroom order. And number 1, Trump administration immigration policy tied with the related Sweden comments controversy.
All right, so that's the story list. We can pick some of that stuff apart in a moment or two, but let's go through the people list first.
People discussed on News Talk Radio this week at number 10, the tie Melania Trump and Ivanka Trump. At number 9, Betsy DeVos. At number 8 is James O'Keefe. We have a tie at number 7, Rex Tillerson and John Kelly. The next couple are all related. At number 6, we have Andriy Artemenko and Michael Cohen. At number 5, Milo Yiannopoulos and Bill Maher. At number 4, Reince Priebus and Stephen K. Bannon. At number 3, Vladimir Putin. Number 2, Mike Pence. And at number 1, of course, Donald Trump.
All right, so people ask sometimes, how come there's a tie, especially when it comes to strange bedfellows like Priebus and Bannon, or Yiannopoulos and Maher? There is sometimes, because they're related, they come up. You know, as often, one comes up the same as the other, right? Isn't that how it
that's
works?
Right, that's right. The three in the middle that were tied, Bannon and Priebus are related. The Yiannopoulos-Maher issue is obviously related. And Artemenko and Cohen are related. And if you want to get into that topic, we can at the other side of the break. But they are related as well.
Yeah, Maher and Yiannopoulos, there's a pair for you. That the electricity that would come, the charge that comes from having the two of them on the same plate. Priebus and Bannon, I mean, you know what you're going to get out of that conversation. But let's we'll pull apart a couple of these in a matter of moments as time allows. It's Kevin Casey visiting here on the Countdown this week, the executive editor of Talkers Magazine with me. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 28 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? The new remote?
It is. Yeah. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Give me your watch.
So I just sit here. They open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, yeah. You didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
At 34 after the hour, the weekly talk radio countdown show continues. I'm Doug Steffen with the services of the two most important people in the editorial world of News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and the executive editor of Talkers, Kevin Casey. Here we've gone through the list, the stories, the people, and now it's time for us to dig around a little bit. We were talking, Michael, in your absence the last few minutes, of Mr. Bannon and Mr. Priebus, the coupling of some of these characters together, how I was asking Kevin how the ties take place, and obviously it's because these people are involved in similar conversations, either about each other or with each other, such as the case with Milo and Marr. How about that for a radio show, right?
Milo
and Marr show.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you, the Bannon and Priebus show, that has legs. They could take that on the road.
Really?
Oh, sure.
I find Bannon to be obnoxious. I find Priebus to be a lightweight. And so there's that's my I'm done.
And you know what they said about you?
What'd they say about me? Come on.
Fake talk.
Fake talk. No.
Fake. They said every word out of your corrupt mouth is fake.
Outrageous.
Didn't that happen, Kevin? Didn't they called us and they told us that?
Yeah, they did. They did, and then they took it back.
Right. Yeah, they walked it back. I love
they
it.
Walked
when did that
it back. Right.
When did that term become popular, Kevin? Walk it back.
In the last 18 months, as far as my research indicates.
Yeah. Don't you love, Doug, how certain phrases suddenly become popular and everybody uses them? Double down. I never heard that until a couple of years ago, or maybe even a year ago. He doubled down on it, meaning
it's words and phrases. You know, I had some fun this week with my colleagues on the Monday through Friday program. We were talking about loam, and they didn't know what loam was. None of them, to a person, knew what loam was.
And loam is something you use in your garden. It's an agricultural product.
Dirt.
All of my gardens have loam in them.
Yeah, but to not know, it shows you how the words and phrases that are standard to a certain group are out of sync, or they are out of use, apparently. And maybe that's just one demonstration. It's not probably a great demonstration, but how things are changing in terms of even the words and phrases that we use in our conversations on the air.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of loam flying around, I'll tell you, in today's political arena. But no, I'm always fascinated by new phrases, and I say, okay, is that going to have legs? Is that going to be around? And I just mentioned, he walked it back. Walking it back means that you said something that didn't work, so instead of saying, I was wrong, you walk it back. It's like slithering out of a lie.
Politically correct. It's a politically correct way of handling a mistake, perhaps.
Right. And the other phrase that we're using a lot is, that's the narrative.
Mm. You know, yes.
Saying a story and repeating it, that's the narrative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, that's what, 2 years, 3 years. How about this current one, draining the swamp?
The swamp.
When did you first hear that? I first heard it about a year and a half ago. Somebody said draining the swamp.
I think I heard Fess Parker use it once in Davy Crockett.
Yeah, that goes.
There's a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from my rusty rack of wrinkled memories.
I still have my coonskin hat.
Do you really? I actually have one of those too.
I don't fit it anymore, but yeah. I still wear my outfit.
Yeah, Kevin, you probably missed out on that because you're too young to remember Davy Crockett.
Only in reruns, Doug.
Yeah.
You know what one of my favorite scenes in all of film is?
What?
The last minute of the Disney Davy Crockett series, when everybody at the Alamo is now dead, the place is being overrun by Mexicans, which shows you why we have to listen to Trump. These Mexicans are climbing over the walls.
Yeah.
Davy Crockett with old Betsy, his rifle,
yep,
run out of bullets,
yep,
and he's butting them in the head. You know, he's hitting them with the butt, and it ends. It fades out, and you hear... Mm-hmm. His land is your da 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 da. And I get chills when I think about it. I watch it every week.
Really?
Then there's
the John Wayne version.
Don't talk about it. That was a disgrace.
It was an outrage, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Speaking of that, some things, Kevin, when you review some of the stuff that comes up, like this bathroom, the transgender bathroom issue, you find that people feel, it's not uncomfortable, but that we have this fascination now with fake news. That is one of the examples, I think, of a made-up story. It's created out of, it's something from nothing. Remember that song? Who did something? Was it Air Supply? That song from...
Making love out of nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Right, exactly. So, making issues out of nothing at all. How much of that do we have?
Well, this was a huge issue last year when the Obama administration issued this order saying that the states all across the country obviously had to abide by this order for creating bathrooms for transgender people in schools, any public bathrooms, places, town halls, etc. And the story that we remember, of course, was that North Carolina said they weren't going to do it, and Bruce Springsteen even pulled out of a concert there. The NCAA threatened to take away sporting events, college tournaments, which big revenue providers for college towns. And it was a major issue. And going back on this and returning it around, as the Trump administration is doing, certainly sets us up probably for a court battle on this matter.
Yeah, Supreme Court. Because a lot of stuff is going to go to the Supreme Court. You can be sure that the whole business of what we're going to do with the illegal immigrants is going to end up in the Supreme Court. All right, I want to bring you something, Kevin, that reflects on your boss. All right, here's an email from John DeRamo, who writes, Michael, I've been listening to your talk radio countdown show for years now. I don't remember Barack Obama being talked about and scrutinized as much as Donald Trump has been in these last 3 weeks. You keep saying to us, the listeners, that you don't seem to like, quote, the show's focus being on Trump every week, a huge portion of that is an overview. I don't remember what I said exactly. He's trying to paraphrase me. But he says, I said, at least get to the weeds about some of the issues and policies he's trying to implement. I'm not sure whether that's him saying that or I'm saying it, but he did say he was tired of your guest referring to you that wraps the top 10 stories, and I'm sure this guy is a liberal absolutely without even knowing anything about him, but what he says on the air, he's a liberal, and he keeps taking pot shots at President Trump. I'm not even American, I'm a Canadian. I'm getting tired of your show. Anyway, I thought he'd...
Well, I'll say this from the editors of Talkers Magazine. Our list, this chart, reflects what people are talking about on News Talk Radio, meaning largely the hosts and to some degree the callers to which they contribute. So to say that this is something that the editors come up with that is, you know, our opinion is silly. But the larger point, of course, is that every president in modern times has been heavily scrutinized, policies especially, and we're going to find that this president is no different, and frankly, no different than Barack Obama, who was obviously scrutinized as well.
Yeah.
As was Bill Clinton. As was George W. Bush.
Sure.
They all are. But keep your cards and letters and love notes coming. It's Doug at DougStephan, StephanN.com, if you'd like to. This fellow says, thanks for listening, John D., he says it's getting hard. No, I'm going to bet that this guy, he's one of those people, and I say this lovingly, who will, we've all had this experience doing talk radio programs. I'm never going to listen to you again if you don't stop. And then the next week, I told you I was never going to listen again, and you did this. the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes, that happens. All right, Kevin and Michael and Doug with a talk radio review. Next up, a focus on Alex Jones and a few parting thoughts about Alan Combs here on the countdown at 43 past the hour.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we have hand-picked products that are right for the birds in your neighborhood, like premium bird seed, suet, birdhouses, and feeders. Stop by your local Ace and get everything you need to attract the birds you want, including Ace Wild Bird Food, on sale now. Now through Tuesday only, when you buy two 20-pound bags of wild bird food, get a third bag free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid through February 28th at participating stores.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. we do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
46 past the hour now, the Talk Radio Review Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And it's very, very nice to have the services of a gentleman who's been behind the scenes. Kevin Casey is the executive editor of Talkers Magazine. We're talking not only about the issues, what we do, Kevin, a lot. Michael probably tells you that we're focused on hosts and not just always the stories. I found it interesting this week that radio host Alex Jones said that he was advising President Trump. There was an interview with him in the New York Times where he said he's, quote, taking on a new role as information source and validator for the president. And I find it interesting only because there are a lot of people who want to take him apart because he's pretty... he's sort of a conspiratorialist. I remember him insisting that the Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax and the children who died were paid actors.
He has since walked that back, as we
say,
and has said that he now believes it probably happened.
Yeah. What'd you start to say, Michael?
Yeah.
I was going to say he's drained his own swamp. Look, you know, in the end, Trump will be judged by history. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult at this point in time to say, oh, Alex Jones, look. The truth will come out, whether Trump turns out to be the greatest president who reinvents capitalism and cleans up the government and brings the people, the country back, and all these things that people are talking about, or he won't. Yeah. And I'm a great believer that the truth will prevail, and we'll find out. In the meantime, we should observe it with as much open-mindedness as possible.
Oh, absolutely.
But that doesn't mean not to be critical. I am critical of all presidents.
Yes.
So, but with this president, if you're critical of him, you're suddenly involved in a blood battle, and it shouldn't be that way. And I share this with all the Trump lovers, because I'm nonpartisan. I try to stay out of it. But for everybody that loves Trump, give yourself an exit strategy. Give yourself an exit strategy. He's president. He's got power over your life and your death, and he's a quirky guy at best. So. You know, or at worst. So don't give your heart to any leader. That's not the American way. American way is hold these people, hold their feet to the fire. Would you agree,
yep.
Doug?
I do. We had a hold your feet to the fire rally, didn't we? On several occasions, a number of people doing talk radio have done that
every year.
Years. Yeah, and it's a good thing to do. Let me just, in the moment that we have left, I want to once again pay tribute to our fallen comrade Alan Combs with a piece of audio that is very much Alan Combs.
Do you have any specific ones that you want?
No, I don't. I just thought there was one left.
All
that
right,
we hadn't.
We can use one. Here we go.
If you have a triple-digit IQ, my number is 877-367-2526. I would love to hear from some people who are within range of seemingly normal, who have views somewhere within the context of the left-right paradigm without going off the deep end. Is that possible? Is that asking too much? Really?
I thought that
if
was
you
wonderful.
He
was a very smart guy, and he knew how to put people in their place without making it sound like he was being a jerk. How about, is anybody out there got an IQ over 100? Because a lot of times...
Is that asking too much?
The people who call and engage in a lot of these conversations don't sound too smart. And that was his way. Yeah, he was... I maintain he was the smartest guy on the air in talk radio, I think. Missing Alan Combs, passing away this past week at the age of 66. Thank you to Kevin Casey, executive editor of Talkers, and Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Countdown at 10 before the hour.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make health care reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower health care costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Answers! Answers! We want answers! Remember that line from A Few Good Men? Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, a lawyer, college professor, to talk about the legal aspects of some of our issues this week in the countdown. That great line between Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson in that movie, A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. So let's get to the truth here. Looking at the charts this week, number 9 is the assassination investigation into Kim Jong-nam. I think everybody over there is Kim Jong somebody. Maybe all the letters of the alphabet, we could come up with something that would be creative. Kim Jong Wiseman.
Right. Kim Jong-nam was the exiled half-brother of Kim Jong-un, who were both the sons of Kim Jong-il, and rulers of North Korea. What's interesting here is, and this isn't being picked up much in the news, Kim Jong-nam was on the outs with his brother, who probably ordered the assassination, but he was on the ins with China. And China, as a result of this killing, is joining sanctions against North Korea, which means that 50% of the North Korean economy is coal that they export to China, and China is cutting that off. That's going to leave a big, big financial hole in North Korea. North Korea's other major industry is cybercrime, and you can bet that you're going to see this increase. And one of the interesting things here is it was North Korea that hacked Sony. Now, bad hacking, as far as business goes, not a big deal. but it showed the type and specific malware they used, and that malware has been used to attack the Bank of Bangladesh for $84 million, the Bank of Vietnam for many more million, and you're going to see bank attacks by North Korea in the next 6 months, and people are going to go, why did this happen? This is why.
All right, so let's go to war. Let's blow them up. Let's get rid of them before the fact. All right, so that's Kim Jong-nam and what happens in North Korea with these slime wads. All right, let's see what else we got here. CNN tapes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand who's got the upper hand here. Number seven is the O'Keefe story with the tapes. Who's got the upper hand here?
I think CNN does, you know, because so far it's a nice headline. We're going to, you know, blow the lid off what's really happening behind at CNN. And so far with what we've seen, it's things like they have derogatory statements to say about Fox News. Well, competitors say derogatory stuff about each other.
I mean, this is silly almost, isn't it?
It really is. The headlines don't match the story. The story's not there. Then it becomes a matter of did O'Keefe, did he wind up breaking any laws as far as the perhaps trespassing or eavesdropping to get this? He's saying I'm an investigative reporter, and there have been times that the courts have given some extra leeway there, but I'm not so sure he's in a great position on this one. I think this is going to be tough for him and not so bad for CNN. I think CNN's going to look pretty good.
All right. Well, that'll be a change. So next, story of vandalism at this cemetery outside of St. Louis. The good side of this, Steve, I think, is the GoFundMe page, which has raised about $110,000 to fight this sort of thing, and has been raised by Muslim interests. So, yeah, there's a legal side to this, but there's a better human nature, touch to this story.
Yeah, and you know something, Doug, you and I are exactly on the same page on this thing. Anti-Semitism happens. It's happened forever. And when we see this, okay, that's bad, but I think the focus is on the response. One of the things that touched me was to see Vice President Mike Pence not just making a statement, but making a real statement by going out there and actively helping to reconstruct the cemetery. Yep. That's putting yourself out there. And the GoFundMe, where is showing Muslims and Jews together. I think it's a great way of taking what could have been just a negative story and showing there are a lot of good people out there across the spectrum in religious and political views who are trying to do the right thing.
All right, number two is the transgender bathroom order. Again, this is much ado about nothing, I think, but there's a legal side to it here. We've got about 30 seconds. What do you think?
You know, from a lawyer's standpoint, it's going to be interesting. The states are going to be making rules on this. New York's already said they're going to protect transgender bathrooms. But to me, the bigger story is it may be covered by Title IX, which generally dealt with just discrimination against women. And this we'll see. There are already petitions in the court on this.
Wow. Hadn't even thought about that. That's good. That's why you're here, to bring us things we haven't thought about. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with his legal comments on the top stories from Talkers this week.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recording.